going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, we're on the air.
Hey, how about that?
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Sorry we're late. Kimmy and I were in a screaming argument with each
over
other
nothing.
About the stupidest thing on the whole planet. We'll get to that in just a second.
Very entertaining.
Don't you start, because you were feeding into this stuff, too.
I was just enjoying
it. No, Tommy was like, ooh, good point. Ooh, good point.
It's 38 degrees right now. A little chilly to start.
Yeah.
But it will be into the 50s, so okay. Sit tight on that. And it doesn't look like we're going to have any rain.
Okay.
But this is the only day this week, for the rest of the week, that we won't have any rain.
Oh, really?
Looks like it's going to be at least drizzling every day for the rest of the week. All right, let's get back to what just happened here.
All right.
So Kimmy decided to start the day being condescending. There I said it. No, that's what happened.
Okay. All right.
Because you started this.
I did start it.
You started
it. I was just questioning something I saw on Instagram. I didn't understand it.
Okay.
It didn't make any sense to me, so Kimmy explained it to me.
And then Pat comes in, like the Kool-Aid man.
You were just getting more and more pissed off at what you saw that I saw and didn't understand.
And I know you felt the same way that I did.
I did. Okay. I did.
All right, so let me give you a little more background without getting ourselves in trouble. Yeah. There is someone we know that is attempting to start a side career.
Mm-hmm.
And a side career that we do not understand.
Right.
And a side career that takes away from their actual career.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you and I do not get this.
Right. I'm trying to figure out who this is for.
Okay, exactly.
And I'm not getting it, but I'm an old man, so I'm not supposed to get it. That's why I... You know, check to the young folk. And Kimmy was in the room.
And I even said, I'm not the young folk anymore, so I don't really get it either.
Oh, you're getting ahead of us.
See, my young folk ain't even young folk.
Yeah.
That's how old
I am. Well, she ain't young
no
more.
That's how old I am.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so you make your point.
Yeah.
Right? And Kimmy's sitting there. And I agree with your point. Mm. And we're having a laugh. Kimmy, old Miss Kimmy.
You weren't having a laugh, man. I don't know what world you're living in where you were having a laugh.
You're doing it again.
I must have missed the joke there. Because you just went off like an old... You went off on an old man rant and you don't admit it.
Do your job.
Here's a piss
Do
me
your
off.
Job.
Here's a piss me off. Here's a piss me off. Kimmy got...
Wasted potential.
Yeah, you did say that.
It is.
You said every like old man phrase.
No. Do you realize people would crawl through broken glass?
I did say that
to get these jobs.
It's true. All right, here's what set me off.
You remind me of my parents when they talked about the Depression. You know, they would put a job sign in a window, and there'd be 100 men lined outside that door, and only one was going to get it. And the rest of those families would starve.
All right, here's what set me off.
They'd be happy to starve in America.
Kimmy
yeah.
did condescending Kimmy.
Yeah, but I was enjoying it.
No. She said no, and she did it with one word.
Oh, yeah.
With one word. She referenced me by my name. Yes. By my government
I can't
name.
Call you yeah. by your name?
No. It's the way you did it. Because I go, I make my point. I go, ah! All right, we're looking at each other. She goes, and she does the sigh. She puts her hands up. She goes, Pat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to give you a different perspective.
Pat. No, you could have been like, well, you know.
I did.
No, you started with.
And then you got all mad.
You started with.
She had a lot of good zingers.
And then,
she really did.
No, but the funniest thing about this, right, is Tommy admits he doesn't understand.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I don't understand it. But you go in and, let me explain.
No,
and
I
then,
didn't.
And then
I
you go, I don't understand, but then you try to explain
this
it.
This is gaslighting.
Am I wrong?
I didn't say let me explain. I said we don't understand. And I'm
not kidding.
Oh, look at you, you princess bitch.
I am self-aware enough to know that I don't get it.
Okay, fine.
And I'm not going to tell somebody what they should and shouldn't be doing because I don't really get it enough to know.
It's not like I'm walking up to this person in their face and being like, don't do this. Can we not make fun of people?
In and talk about it and scold them like a coward.
Why? Yes, yes.
Behind their back.
Yes, that's what people do.
That's what gentlemen do.
Can we not laugh and chuckle and have fun and yell?
Laughing. Oh, I must have missed the joke.
Oh, my God. What is...
I'm Pat. I'm so smart. I'm going to tell everybody how to live their life.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one. That was good.
Stop it.
It's good.
Stop it. Being a dick. I've known you longer. Home team,
man,
bro.
I felt like I was getting a lecture from my dad.
It wasn't even
about me. I feel like I had to defend a friend. Like, I felt like I had to defend, like, the bad friend. Like, they're really not a bad person, Dad. Like, just let me hang out with them for a little while.
I'll tell you what Kimmy sounded like. Kimmy sounded like, and I said this, Kimmy sounded like the wife of a man who's involved in a pyramid scheme that doesn't want to admit it's a pyramid scheme. No, you know, like, I don't get how it works, but, like, eventually he's going to sell so many long-distance cards that we're going to have a house in Miami. No, you should come over. We're going to have a little chocolate donuts. Let him pitch you. Like, oh, what are we doing here?
I just don't get why you're so angry about it.
What I got from your argument is that Kimmy sees a future in this thing, and you don't.
Mm.
You think it's the next fad that's going to crash.
Yes.
And Kimmy doesn't see it that way. She sees it as, why not take a shot?
Kimmy thinks everybody should do that.
No,
everybody should get in this business. Everybody's going to get rich. Happy times are here again. Kimmy. I said,
you're right. Like, why not? Doesn't hurt anybody to try. And I also said, there's no guarantee for any of us in what we do.
Man.
You can walk out of your front door today and get hit by a bus. Man. You started this.
I didn't start.
No, I was. Well, you actually did, but then Kimmy finished.
I just had a question.
You started starting it, Kimmy finished.
I guess I'm not allowed to have an opinion in this room.
Oh my God!
I guess I'm just gonna let Pat come in here like Mr. Pat, all smart, and I'm not allowed
Mr.
to talk.
Pat.
Who's gaslighting now?
You need a T-shirt that says "I'm Mr. Pat."
Mr. Pat, we sell exactly one of those in the rock shop to me, Mr. Pat. 252 WCMF.
Oh, God, my chest hurts.
252-9263. Good. I hope you're having a heart attack because this is all your fault. You started this. I came in. I was in a great mood, walking around, saying hi to everybody.
Set a landmine.
You really did.
Oh.
You know what this is? And this is going to, on Kimmy?
I never got an answer to my question.
That's not true because Tommy and I were having a conversation about it, and then you came in with your hot take and wouldn't let anybody else talk.
That's not true. You were talking. That's why I'm so mad. I am mad because you were talking and the things that were coming out of your mouth. You know what this is? And look, this is going to sound mean, but Kimmy, because you are my close friend, I feel like I have to say this to you.
Sure.
This is Kimmy's last grasp at being young and relevant.
I said I'm not young and relevant.
No, but here's the thing.
That was literally my whole point.
No, but like, you're like that ugly guy who secretly thinks he's good looking, but he's like, yeah, I'm just an ugly guy. And then he waits for everyone to be like, no, not you. Right? Like,
okay.
Kimmy, you don't understand how this works.
Nope.
But you want to understand how this works?
And not
you,
really. You secretly... I said I have no interest in it, but I get why you'd want to do
it. Kimmy, Pat is trying to tell you how you feel.
I know, he is. Oh, continue.
Oh, my! You! You!
What do I...
Tommy, you! You and your turtle leg!
I'm starting to really feel bad for your wife right now.
What? Why? Because she has a loving, a loving husband that's not all that handsome?
Oh, no, you're very...
I just find it weird.
What's that?
That we spend every morning in here killing somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Too. There is somebody in this room who we will destroy.
Yeah.
And for some reason, today, it was like, ha!
I didn't say that.
Not today. Ha! Are you done? Are you done?
Tommy asked a question. So we have a debate about it.
I find it very interesting how scared Tommy is right now.
What are you talking about?
Well, like, you're such a bitch.
Well, I don't want her to walk out of the room. I got things to record.
Yeah, he does need me later.
And my email won't open.
No, I would
He's playing smart game right now. Yeah.
I hope that Kimmy... I mean, we know that Kimmy's tough enough to not walk out of the room.
Oh, I understand.
I find it funny.
Are you sure? What's that? You sure about that?
What are you going to do? Ooh. Are you done? Are you sure? Pat.
Yeah.
The Tommy I once knew
would
be on my side here.
Yeah.
Also screaming because we feel the same
way. I may secretly be on your side. Secretly.
What happened to you? Who are you?
I'm like a double agent.
No, you're not. A double agent plays
he's
other
a spy.
He plays
for
most,
nobody.
He is dressed like the
yes,
like
you are.
The VHS straight to video knockoff Jackal. Version of James Bond. Like 0745 Agent Tommy Mueller. I don't like. Can I just? I would like to not understand something and be able to yell about it. I feel like that's my right as an American.
Pat, you have a right to your feelings.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
we
you.
All do.
Thank you.
We all do.
Thank you.
You do. You were the one screaming at me.
I wasn't screaming.
I never said you couldn't have your take. I was just bringing up a different side to it all.
Pat. 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 So, did you learn anything?
I learned not to ask questions about the internet anymore or things that I don't understand on it. But Kimmy did make a point that I kind of got.
What's it?
You know, it's just...
We're old.
She's just...
Time passes by.
This person is just out testing the waters, trying to figure herself out.
Okay.
Or he. I didn't say that.
Nailed that.
No, but you know what I'm saying. They're just trying to figure themselves
no,
out.
No, I hear
and,
you.
And like, what's the difference between that and you and I getting up and doing open mic mm-hmm. and trying to test the waters there? I think that's what her point was.
Absolutely right.
Because you have a right to try things and fail.
No, you're...
If you don't, you don't get anywhere.
You're absolutely right. Like, for example...
You end up in a closet with your buddy talking to each other.
If there is one thing in all the years I've known you
yeah.
that I'm sure about Tommy Mueller...
What's it?
It's when people want to branch out and try something new and unique, you yeah. stand there with your arms open and go, God bless you, children.
Go
you
get him, kiddo.
You should try all these things. Who?
Go get him, kiddo.
You
person,
man, like, you're such a bitch. You just want Kimmy to like you because you got scared because we were yelling at each other.
Yes,
he did.
And you've
he
seen
got
me
really quiet.
Like, it's like Kimmy, like, you know, he's known me long enough.
I'm a
like,
pacifist.
No, you're not a pacifist. You're a you just
I'm
you
a
encourage
coward.
Conflict until it gets too loud, in which case you go,
well, I'm a coward. Isn't that a pacifist?
I'm actually surprised you didn't sneak out of the room without anybody seeing.
Which you've also done multiple times in front of Kimmy and I when things get tense in here.
Well, gotta go.
Not between us, when there's other people.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I get in a fight with two of our coworkers on two separate occasions.
Where'd Tommy go?
Oh, yeah, I'm always first one out the door, man.
There was that time the guy that I had.
And it's so funny, too, because if you told whoever came in the room, like, hey, cut it out, they probably would. You know what I mean?
Well, there was that one time. There was one time when he couldn't get out of the room. So there's a guy that works here. This is years
ago.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, so I had said something on the air that he took offense to. He comes down, and he's standing in the doorway, yeah. so Tommy cannot leave. So he starts talking, and I start talking, and it's getting louder, it's getting louder, yeah. it's getting louder, and this rarely happens,
yeah.
right? So this man could, he would, he, Tommy would not be able to get around this man. So Tommy's so
based on his thickness. Oh, he's a thick kid.
Oh, we'll see that. You'll see him again today.
He ain't coming down.
So Tommy, it's because he couldn't get out of the door. His solution was, hey
come
guys.
On, guys.
Guys, can't find fights like this in the newspaper, guys.
It's not my thing.
What, conflict?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You create conflict.
Oh, jokes. People get their ass bent out of shape over a damn joke.
Okay. All right. Well, Kimmy, I want you to know.
What was that?
I respect you and your opinion.
Truce.
I did not. What? I'm not trucing. No, this is not over.
All right, never mind.
I was letting you know.
I thought this was like a peace off.
No, I was letting you know I respect you and your opinion. So when I
she accepts your apology.
I'm not apologizing. This is not what is happening. I was not in the wrong.
I'm glad you see that you were wrong.
You're welcome.
Pat.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tommy, if we were going to do a food festival dedicated to an upstate New York food, we would have a what festival?
Well, you'd have apples, grapes, stuff like that. Stuff that we grow. Beer, wine.
Okay, let's think not.
Meat sauce.
Okay.
Meat sauce fest.
Meat sauce fest, okay.
Like a plate of food.
I guess it all works. It all works.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
I was waiting for you to say chicken wings or garbage plate. We're going to have grapes or apples. Well, who wants to apples or grapes? Are you a horse?
We do have those things. That is a thing.
All right, but this thing you talk about sounds nasty.
Well, here's the thing. There are people that love this, and I think you love these. But
you said again, I got to go collect them.
Oh, I didn't think we ate these.
Maybe you don't.
In upstate New York.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. This weekend is the 2025 Crawfish Festival in Syracuse.
Oh.
Okay, we don't have those here.
Yeah, we do. We do. Because I remember, do you remember having them in elementary school?
Yep.
They're in like creeks and stuff.
Yeah, you can collect crawfish.
Are we talking about the kind of you get like Louisiana?
Like little lobsters?
Yeah, mud bugs.
I did not know we had those here.
Yeah, they're in every little creek and pond and lake and every, they're there.
Okay.
They exist. So apparently the Crawfish Festival in Syracuse has existed since 2008. Have either of you heard of this?
No.
No. And even though we have them here, I've never seen them on a menu.
Like locally sourced New York crawfish.
Right.
Okay. Do people eat upstate New York mud bugs?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Are they different than the ones in the South?
252 WCMF, 252-9263.
But like when you go to Louisiana, they're on menus all over the place.
Yeah,
I mean, they're a staple of like their diet.
Yeah.
They're not, you know.
Do you like them?
I like crawfish.
All right. So
I like Cajun food. So, but I don't trust people up here making me Cajun food either.
All right. So let's say you walk into a Cajun restaurant.
Right.
All right. Remember there was that old Beale Street down in the Southwest.
Yeah.
You walk into Beale Street and on the menu it says jambalaya gumbo with crawfish locally sourced in New York. Would you eat that?
I got questions.
Okay,
questions. I'm probably going to pass.
No?
Yeah. Passing.
What's the difference? Why do you think they're different crawfish here than in Louisiana?
Are you sure they're actually crawfish or do they look like crawfish, but they ain't?
No, they're... So it says crawfish, also known as crayfish. They're native to many freshwater habitats in the state, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Commercial fishermen catch them from natural waters to sell to bait shops and restaurants. It says, but it does say... They're not the same species as those commercially grown in Louisiana.
Pass.
Oh,
but
wait.
They are edible.
But that doesn't sound good. Like, they use them for bait.
No.
Yeah, you said that.
They do. Well, they sell them to restaurants and bait shops.
Yeah. So I ain't. That'd be like, hey, man, we got worms on the menu, too, if you're interested.
Restaurants and bait shops. I mean, there are fish that we eat that are also used for bait.
I understand that, but it sounds like we don't eat them. We use them for bait. Where in Louisiana, they eat them, and it's not the same damn mud bug.
Okay.
So I'm passing on your upstate.
Absolutely, try a crayfish.
No, you are. First of all, you already walked in with a negative idea of New York State crawfish.
Yeah, so I'm turning my nose up.
You're biased. Here's the thing. I don't even know if these crawfish come from New York State. They may be brought in from other places and they just have a festival. But why would you have a festival for a food that isn't native to your area? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought we all kind of agreed that seafood from the New York area probably wasn't the best idea.
Yeah, but they tell you, like, don't eat the fish out of the lakes very much.
Now, okay, very much so.
Like, yeah, you can limited have one amounts. A month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last year we got a chart from the state of New York that had a recommended amount of different kinds of fish from our lakes to avoid eating too many chemicals, right? Like, if you ate too much blah, you would have too much mercury or Kodak or whatever, right? Did it say that they grow the crayfish that we eat?
Oh, like farm raised? Like,
it said, did it say farm raised? Caught and farm raised?
Those commercially grown in Louisiana.
Okay, so that sounds like they like raise.
They're farm, yeah.
Okay, all right. Is there another seafood that we're missing here that we enjoy from New York? Because, like, the ocean is downstate.
Yeah.
Do they
pull, well, yeah, the ocean is a different ballgame.
Do they pull lobsters out of New York? I've never seen, like, an authentic New York lobster.
So I think you can get them out of Long Island Sound.
Okay.
I know a lot of guys fish out that way.
Have you ever had have you ever been to a menu and it's like, oh, authentic Long Island lobster?
So, like, when my parents were young, they lived in Massapequa, New York, Long Island.
Yeah.
And my dad and my uncle used to go out coal hogging. So they would go get clams.
Oh, really? I thought that was more your mom's thing. Hey, honey, going out coal hogging? Oh, the hog's getting cold tonight. Farm-raised coal hogging with Tommy's mom. What you were saying? I'm sorry.
So you could get clams and oyster out of there.
What is coal hogging?
So it's a way of getting the clams out.
Sounds
so
like
you dig them out of the sand.
Sounds like a country music star.
Coal hogging.
This weekend, see back coal hogging.
You never heard that term?
No.
Yeah, it's a way extracted a clam.
Okay,
don't be
condescending. Why would I?
Why do you ask me a question? I give you the answer, and then you poo-hoo it.
No. Poo-hoo?
Poo-hoo it.
No, I asked the question, and then you have to finish up with the condescending turtleneck. You don't know what coal hogging is? Right? You never heard of it.
It's a very common term.
You ever heard of coal hogging?
Downstate. More of a downstate term. So, yeah, you would eat New York State clams and oysters.
But, again, I've never seen them advertised that way.
No.
You know what I mean?
This doesn't sound appealing.
Well, like, you hear of, like, Maine lobster.
Right.
You hear of Louisiana crawfish. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of a
crab
New York
case coming out of Maryland.
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard of a New York oyster.
But you can get crabs at a Long Island Sound. But
depending on which girl you're hanging out with.
But you wouldn't eat a New York State crab.
Why?
Didn't sound appealing. You don't think New York and crab cakes.
Like, but it's funny. Like,
Middle State owns that already.
But what's interesting, like, as we talk about this crawfish festival in Syracuse this weekend, we have a ton of water. A ton of freshwater lakes.
I felt like a lot of the seafood and stuff comes from, like, colder climates, doesn't it? Like the crabs and the lobster and stuff?
Yeah. Well, Maryland's not cold.
Well, it's colder.
Cold-ish.
Well, yeah.
Cold-esque.
Like, there's a difference between a Maine lobster and a Florida lobster.
Why? What's the Florida lobster?
The Florida lobster doesn't have claws. It's a big-ass crayfish. It's a tail and a head.
There was a joke coming in.
And there's no claws.
Oh, no, but we got actual lobster bags. I thought you were going to be like, oh, the lobster.
No, but that's a warm water lobster. Okay. And it's a friend.
I didn't
you
know
asked.
That.
Oh, with the Florida lobster, all the meat's in the tail.
You know it, buddy.
That's what I was waiting for.
252 WCMF. We were asking if people eat New York crawfish.
Right.
Joe's on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff, good morning. Buddy, everyone listening to fishes knows that those are just called crabs. We used to get them in the bait shops, man, on Sunday mornings fishing with Grandpa. They stink like ass.
Your grandpa or the fish? Because you might have some questions for your grandmother.
I'm not eating that stuff, man. Those are crabs that go on the end of a fishing hook, and they go in the Canisius Lake, man.
Okay, so you ain't touching those?
Nah, hell no.
It's bait. It's garbage.
And in New York, they're probably pulled out of the Hudson. So that's my guess.
Okay. All right, well, Joe, hey, thank you for the guess of information, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm pretty sure they stool them out of the Hudson, man, where the blue crab are up that area. So
stooling the blue crab.
That's where they're coming from. So, I mean, they're not down in the creeks and rivers of western New York.
But they are. I've seen them. I've grabbed them. I've touched them.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen them.
No, you'll find them under rocks here and there, but not in the quantity you need to provide your restaurant.
Okay. I'm Joe. I know restaurant quantity.
You've been in that crick for a year and a half, Duff.
All right, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, man.
There goes Joe.
I will not eat that crawfish that's inside the fish that I will eat.
Great point. That is a great point, Kimmy.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, would you eat any fish out of a lake in Rochester?
I mean, I like seafood, but I've never... Maybe trout or bass
Well, we have salmon up here, right? I don't.
Do we have salmon?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So let's say you went to, you don't like salmon.
No, I love salmon.
All right, so let's say you went to a buddy's house,
yeah,
and he caught a salmon, and like in his cabin or something, and he's, yeah, going to cook it for you. Would you have hesitation eating that?
I think I'd try it.
Okay.
I mean, it was like, yeah, I'd give it a shot.
New York State salmon.
I would be hesitant, though. Like, I wouldn't, like, dive right into it.
Why?
I don't know. I've never had it.
Okay.
Sounds a little grimy.
But here's the thing. You don't know you've never had it.
I know. Well, usually the salmon you get is from, like, Alaska or Washington, and it's smoked. I mean, it's packaged.
That's what they say.
Yes. Well, what are you saying?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
It come out of the creek?
Well, I don't know. Creek salmon? Creek salmon.
Salmon in that creek.
I feel like we've missed an opportunity.
I don't know, man. I'm fine with the seafood I eat.
Well, like, but here's the thing. Like, you know, we talk about the industrial stuff that has caused the waterways in our area to
cause the warnings.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, if you go up into the North Country, like, a lot of that stuff's, it's, like, beautiful, untouched.
Well,
like,
yeah, you're up in the mountain water.
Yeah. So, like, how did New York miss the opportunity to brand any seafood that we pulled out of our, you know.
Maybe there's just not enough of it.
Okay.
Like, quantity-wise.
But, like, you look at other states, like, you bring up, like, I guess it's the ocean, so it's infinite.
Yeah.
Maryland crab. Yeah, everything else comes out of the ocean.
True.
And Alaska's pretty big.
Yeah, I hear that's pretty wide open up there.
Big old state up there. All right, well, if you're into eating bugs that you find in the mud.
Enjoy.
Take a ride on down to Syracuse and get in on a crawfish festival.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Free money, Tommy.
Give me.
All right, maybe it's not free money, but it's money you'll be getting for doing nothing.
So where's it coming from?
Well, it's coming from government.
I'll take it.
And there's a reason we're all getting this money. But someone in this room says it's just the right amount of money to cause an issue.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF. Who's ready for their inflation refund checks?
Damn.
Monday night, the state government finally passed agreed to pass a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that budget, New York State residents will be getting checks to offset inflation from the last year.
So they found like a little surplus in the budget?
The state says the checks will be funded by, and I quote, higher than expected sales tax revenue.
Damn.
That's what they're saying.
So we're rich, bitch.
Yeah. So at the moment, each family is expected to get up to $400.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
Bro, that's perfect.
Unless you're someone like Kimmy, who sees a slight problem with
Listen, I'll take the check. But
it's just going to go longer for you than like Pat, who's, you know, big family, right?
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. Like, it's just the right amount of money to not have a plan for it. Like, I can't think of like one specific thing I'd spend that money on. I'm probably going to eventually just spend it on like little things here and there. But like, I don't know. It's just like a weird amount to have a plan for.
She's absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, I'll take it.
Okay. No,
I have a little fun.
Everyone's going to take it. Now, by the way.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't look at that money and think I'm going to have fun with this. I look at it as it's going to help with like certain bills or something. but it's not like fun money.
Okay. Oh, no, I agree. I see. That's where we disagree. Because I just take that $400, put it in my pocket, and that's just fun money.
That's just your money.
Well, yeah, like, you know, it's like I used to call it walking around money.
Mm.
Yeah,
I've never had $400 worth of walking around.
But you're going to spend it on stupid stuff, and eventually it's going to be gone. You're going to be like, where did that $400?
Oh yeah, I'm not
go?
Like putting it in a CD or you know, I got to parlay it and start my own business.
But that's what I mean. Like when I think of fun money, I think of an amount where I'm going to buy a fun thing, or you know, like it's not something that's just going to kind of go away over time.
Well, it is the exact amount of confusing money. Because to your point, Kimmy. It's enough where you could feel guilty blowing an entire $400, but it may not be enough to change the way you're living outside of like this month.
Oh, sure.
Like, okay, 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Like when these checks come in, and again, it's up to $400, so take that for what it's worth. Would anyone blame a family member or a friend for blowing $400? No.
No. Okay. But like $400 for you with the family, you're going to burn through
that in no time.
Unless I get to that check for two trips to Wegmans. Unless I get to that check first, in which case, my money.
Okay.
No, but here's the thing. Like $400 is significant enough where you could pay like one bill, have it off your plate.
Yeah.
That could be a car payment. That could be a week or two worth of groceries. That could be 2 months worth of gas. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I mean. It's not going to be fun money. It'll be useful money, not fun money.
No, but so you can make it useful. But you also have the ability to make it fun. Like $400, you could have a lot of fun.
Well, for a night out,
Wait, night out?
Yeah. $400?
You're gonna go what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking like, I mean, you could do like a little steak, like a one-night trip with $400.
Where the hell are you going one night? You going to Toronto for $400?
No. I mean, you could drive to, Syracuse for the Crawfish Festival.
Blow my money in Syracuse.
What? It's not going to get you a weekend trip.
You could get one-night hotel and like dinner nice somewhere
for $400. Man, what creepy-ass dead hooker in the bathroom hotel you stay in?
You can find a decent $200 hotel in like every city. Thumbs down, Tommy. And a wave.
Okay.
Thumbs down and a wave.
Let's say you found a decent hotel for $200. It would still take you gas to get wherever you're going.
So $50.
And what are you going to do when you get there?
And then you're going to, I mean, a nice dinner is going to probably cost you more than
what you got left. She's going to want wine. Done.
$400 would cover exactly that. You're telling me.
I would keep my $400 in the city, in Monroe County.
In the city. Ooh. You're telling me.
You're not driving outside county lines.
No.
With that $400.
No.
I am shocked that neither of you could do a night away for $400.
I think it would be harder than you think.
Look, it would get you right up to the line, but you could do it.
You still might have to spend some extra, I guess.
Okay, but let's say you spend
$50.
It
would cover
bucks.
Most of it.
All right, So it's a $400 discount on a trip to Toronto. Think of it that way.
Okay, again, I love how, like, for you, the minimum for a night trip is Toronto.
Well, it's the nicest city that's drivable in a couple hours.
You don't have to go to the nicest city. You can go to Buffalo, go bounce around there.
How am I doing
fun
in grimy ass? I got grime here I can go look at.
Plenty of grime here.
I can look at dirty waters and grimy buildings.
I mean,
uneven sidewalks.
$400 might not even cover like a Bills game for you and another person.
Well, if you're talking about buying tickets for the secondary market, you're probably right.
And good at Erie. Beers.
Yeah, why not?
Need some sturgeon.
What? Wait, you never had Erie sturgeon?
No, I have not.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the $400, up to $400, inflation refund checks that after the budget in the state of New York was agreed upon last night, it looks like will be coming to families across.
Yeah.
And Kimmy's right. It's enough money where you feel like you should do something right with it,
right,
but it's too little money where you're going to see like the immediate impact right away.
And you think you could do a one-night getaway.
Easy.
Like to places you hate. Such as Skinny Atlas.
Oh, you could do Skinny Atlas for $400.
Bro, you can.
In a night?
Barely.
In a night. All right.
But you will blow through that money quick.
We're going to do it right now. Kim, what is the name of that hotel in center Skinny Atlas?
Oh, God. We go there all the time.
It's called the Smug Inn?
Yes.
The stairs are crooked in, but for some reason this
is luxury.
What is
the name of that
place? What it's called?
Just Google Hotel Skinny Atlas.
I mean, there's a couple.
Two. There's Mirbo and there's this place.
Skinny Atlas Inn?
No, that sounds like a prostitute.
Hilton Garden Inn in Auburn.
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, Auburn. You can do Auburn.
Watch out.
But even the one
hammers
in Auburn's $180 a night.
Yeah, $200. All right, find me a hotel at Skinny Atlas.
Okay.
And we're going to walk through this.
Keep showing me hotels in Auburn.
While we're doing that, 252 WCMF, let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Yo, morning, dummies. Hey, I got a pop-up camper.
Okay.
$400. That would be Friday night, Saturday night. There's a campground just outside of Niagara Falls, Canada. We could camp for the weekend. That's food. That's gas. That's everything for the whole weekend.
And the camper starts rocking, buddy.
What am I doing?
Yeah, well, you got to take the kids, too. So
we'll put them outside because daddy's got work to do.
So you're just going to go to a campground in Niagara Falls?
Yeah. Be sweet. Then you go look at the falls. You're in Canada, so your $400 actually becomes $510. Because the American dollar is better than the Canadian dollar. Yeah, at $400, that's sweet.
No, like, here's what you don't understand, Mike.
Yeah, I don't have a camper.
No, no, that's not what he doesn't understand.
Tommy, I'll let you borrow my camper, man.
Not if you've been BFing in it.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Oh, man.
I hadn't thought about it.
I don't do that.
Sherwood Inn is the name of the hotel.
Sherwood Inn, yes.
Of course, one of our wives has to jump in and tell
us. Bro, you ain't getting out of that joint.
Give me the Sherwood Inn. You're going to get a hotel room for under $200.
All right, you got to eat, and then she's going to want wine.
Okay, we'll get to it. Will you stop saying wine? You keep saying she want wine.
As soon as my wife wants wine, I know we're done.
BYOW, bring your own wine.
Man, you look so chintz bringing your own bottle.
Who cares? Yeah, I also look chintz spending
my wine.
I get one check and I'm spending it on a night away. That's also kind
of
chintz.
I have a jug of wine because it's Bethlehem and Jesus
Bethlehem.
Days.
Bethlehem is one of my favorite meals from Easter brunch. Right next to the Bethlehem roast beef, you idiot.
Here we go.
I mean, how hard is it to make a reservation to Sherwood Inn?
It's not letting me click on it. Hold on.
Yeah, your type ain't allowed. No, like, I find it funny as Kimmy looks this up, right? Like, Mike calls up. That's a wonderful weekend. That
no,
money's
it's not.
Gonna go. It is.
I'm at a campground next to that jerk.
He enjoys it. Like, your line for a trip is one of the most luxurious cities in the world. Like, that's the Toronto.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, that's your minimum.
But that's a getaway. The point of getting away is to get away.
Bro, there are tons of quaint little towns in the area, and I hate them. I'm with you. I hate doing this stuff where $400 will get you a wonderful night away.
Yeah, but then I got to hear some RV Rick, you know, banging in his camper.
Okay.
Y'all want to come over for rib steak? Good. You got some?
You know, to Kimmy's point, going back to this whole, like, $400 is, like, just the right amount of money to feel guilty about it no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's nothing you could blow $400 on where you'd be over the moon happy and not regret it afterward.
Oh.
Right? Because, like, if you got a check for $1,000, you can go buy something really fun, keep it in your house. Like, you could buy, like, a 72-inch TV for $1,000, have that for a very long time. Mm. Every time you look at it, you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
You got something to show for it.
What can you get that's going to last for $400?
Nothing. You're not going to get anything. You're not going to have much to show for. That's why you got to blow it on a night or something.
But, like, you're just going to spend it on alcohol.
Alcohol and dinner or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I figured you would go buy a couple of cases of Jameson.
Ooh. That would get you a case.
Okay.
That would just get you a case.
All right. One case. Still pretty good.
Oh, that's six. That's six of the big boys.
But even, like, let's say you took that $400 and you went out to the fanciest dinner.
Here in town.
Yeah, you've ever been to in your life, right? Okay. As soon as that dinner was over, you would feel like an idiot.
Yeah. But, I mean, if your wife enjoyed it, it was a night out, it was spontaneous, and you got something out of it. What would be so wrong about that?
No, I'll tell you what's wrong about it. Like, everybody gets one check. I got gas to put in the car. I got groceries I got to pay for. I got a car payment to make.
Well, now you just sound like some dud. I got bills to pay.
Yes.
One of my tires needs a rotating.
Just one of them.
Yeah, just one. I don't know how rotation works, obviously. No, but, like, I mean, a nice romantic evening with your wife would be, she would be glowing about it.
Okay, sure.
So you would get a little pop out of that.
But it's $400.
Well, I mean, you got to. And by the way, it would cover everything, and you still have a little money left.
Okay.
So think about that. You could go high end here in town.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't blow the $400. You'd have a little change.
All right, Kimmy, what do we got?
You could valet park, bro.
Wow, valet park.
You know,
let
I love
someone
valet
else park my car. I can't let him park it. One of my tires needs rotating.
Okay, so there is not, if you wanted to go this weekend,
yeah,
there is not a single hotel or inn, like, within Skinny Atlas for under $250.
Damn.
And that's, don't forget the tax.
Oh, the taxes.
And you got a tip.
You forgot the tax.
And you ain't it yet.
And there are a few that are a little cheaper, but yeah, I don't think you want to stay there.
Okay, here's the thing. Skinny Atlas is, like, the highest end town in our area.
It's the Palm Beach of the lake.
Okay, so you could go to another nice little town here and spend the night.
How about Penn Yen? Penn Yen's probably got some cute little joints.
Geneva?
Geneva's nice too.
I mean, that's why you can get Geneva for $200.
Right.
You can go to a nice dinner and spend $125. Now you get 70.
Just stroll around Geneva quickly. Well,
no, Geneva's nice. Oh my God!
There's some sketch in Geneva.
What
you
a
know they
bitch
got
ass bitch you are,
bro. They got some country
bro,
sketch.
They got country sketch.
You know they didn't a kid bring a find a gun on the way to school one day?
That happens in a lot of places.
No, it does. It doesn't happen in my neighborhood.
In his defense, in their defense, it was bring your gun to school day. Jeff writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us on Instagram, he says, $400 off to the casino I go.
You could, I mean, if you like to gamble, you could go to, you know, like Del Lago or Finger Lakes or Batavia and have a ball.
You could get a hotel room.
You could go to Batavia and really have a hell of a night. Because you could get a room, dinner, gamble, and then little bada bing, bada boom, bang. And you could play the ponies.
Look at that.
Then you could ride the pony.
My pony.
Ride that pony.
You don't know that song, do you?
Ride it. The pony.
Now, they didn't stop that. Shut up. You're murdering Genuine in the break room. Let's take one more call, 252-WCMF. Christine's got the last word.
Oh, you know this is going to suck.
Christine, how's it going?
What busted-ass thing you doing?
That doesn't mean it's not going to be true, though. It sucks. Hey, here's the thing you guys are forgetting, guys. It's up to $400, which means if you're married, you're only going to get $250 apiece. What if I don't want to go out?
Right, hold on, let's
dinner?
Back up a sec. I'm bad at math, but I know 250 plus 250 is $500.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. See, I'm glad you guys are on top of it. Just testing. But you got to remember, $400, what if that gets split up to? You guys are forgetting the key words. Up
no,
to.
I understand. Christine, you can't go do a week. The weekend we're describing
is a couple's weekend.
Yes, that is your money combined going and doing this, Christine.
But what if I don't want to take my money and do a couple's weekend? What if
I want to change
something?
Then, wouldn't it?
All right, so you're gonna tell me that let's say you file taxes
$200 each.
Yeah, well, let's say you file taxes jointly or separately, right? Yeah. And you're each gonna get two, or it comes in as $400 because you file together. Yeah. You're gonna be like, give me my $200.
Yeah, Tommy's gonna be give me my $200 because Tommy needs new truck suits. So yeah, I can see Tommy's not gonna share his money. I can guarantee you that right now, because he's got more Thursday track suits, more socks, more ties than he knows what he's ordering, and he's going to go, "Oh, I could really use my money to buy that." So it's not you guys are looking at it wrong. I don't have to share my money with you.
I feel like that was a 3-word joke that went for like 147 words there, Christine.
A little rough.
Okay, whatever. But the point of the matter is up to $400, and you got to remember your significant other may not want to share her money with you.
All right. Well, Christine, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
If this comes in as like, I don't know how you get it, if it's like file taxes jointly or whatever. Let's say it comes in under my name because we file taxes jointly, right? And my wife goes, I want $200 cash right now. That's chintz.
Yes.
That is your
give me my cut.
Yeah, like that. You're welcome. You should be able to judge your spouse for being like, give me that.
Yeah, because I thought we'd do something together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of what this whole marriage was about, right?
Exactly.
Going our separate ways.
And by the way, whatever
we're buying something for the both of you anyways.
And whatever we're going to do, I'm going to hate it. So, like, you're winning.
Yeah.
I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, it's going to be her decision.